For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget, next week, my wonderful co-host will be here. Always an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we've got a great special guest, as usual. We're going to be discussing sort of more natural, integrative approaches to mental health, which is a big passion of mine because as a clinician that's seen patients pretty much every day, every week, you know, every month of the year, and spending a lot of time with people, not just rushing people in and out and 10 or 15 minute visits to talk about their chief complaint. I'm sitting down with people for an hour, sometimes even longer, and I'm hearing about their lives and I'm hearing about their stories. And even if they don't list depression or anxiety or insomnia or focus or concentration issues or some sort of mood or mental health related issue on their intake form, when we actually sit down and knee to knee and start talking, a lot of these issues really come out, and many people are dealing with a degree of stressors and problems and issues and emotional challenges that they don't even know how to really manage. Now, some people come in specifically with an issue around anxiety or depression, and there are millions and millions of people. And of course, there's a huge medical health market for this, primarily, you know, geared at the types of different antidepressant medications that have been produced and developed and perpetuated throughout the years. The problem we know is that the efficacy of these medications, I'm not saying that they're useless, let me just make that very clear. I'm saying that actually looking at the data of the studies, the efficacy is not that great. Sometimes, in many instances, not much better than placebo, or sometimes worse. And this model of trying to just use medications to manage mood-related problems falls short for many people, because even if the medication has become effective for the mood-related problem that people sought it out for, we know that because of the way that these basically chemicals affect the different pathways in our body, it's almost guaranteed that we're going to have some sort of unwanted side effect. And many people find a resolution of a mental health challenge with the medication, but the side effect that they experience is miserable enough that it outweighs the benefit they got on the mental health side. So they are interested in discontinuing or stopping, where, I mean, and that happens a lot. I see most people oftentimes, even on the medication, are not having enough of a resolution of their mental health complaint. And so they're seeking other ways to support their body. And that's where naturopathic medicine comes in, or I guess if you want to call it functional medicine or more holistic medicine, whatever buzzword you want to use, in the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It's this idea of looking at all of the systems as a whole. Whereas we know in medicine now, we've done this great job of compartmentalizing pretty much every different part of our body. If you have a mental health issue, you see the psychiatrist. If you have a gastrointestinal issue, you see your GI doctor. If you have a hormonal issue, you see your gynecologist or urologist. If you have a musculoskeletal problem and chronic pain, you see an orthopedist. And nobody's talking to each other. No hand is looking at what else, what the other hand is doing. And the reality is that our body works in unison in every second and every moment in time that you're alive, even before, from the minute of conception, every one of your cells is communicating with the other cells almost instantaneously. So if you have a major GI problem and you're creating significant inflammatory markers in your gut, and maybe that's causing some digestive issues, honestly, how long do you think it takes the blood to get from your GI system to your brain? A second, maybe 2 seconds? Just because there's different doctors that treat the other one doesn't change the fact that the inflammatory chemicals produced in your GI system are traveling to your brain every second of every day. And we know now that mental health issues, clearly established through research, have an inflammatory component. And there's a million different ways that we can look at the body more holistically to understand how is this affecting our mind. And that doesn't even take into account the lifestyle issues and the way that we now live our lives, everything from our nutrition to our lifestyle to our, you know, addiction to our devices, to the instant news, to the 24-hour news cycle, to the social pressures, to the commutes, to the toxicity in our environment. I mean, it compounds and compounds and compounds and compounds. And then we sit back and we wonder, why can't we just have, why haven't we produced the magic pill yet? Well, there's an answer to that. There is no magic pill. And there is no magic pill for most of the chronic health issues that people deal with, which is why medicine keeps falling short, which is why doctors like myself and Dr. Bongiorno, who we're going to have on the phone here in just a minute, are building successful careers, helping hundreds and thousands of people every single day achieve not just a somewhat reduction of their symptoms, but an actual resolution and rebalancing of their body and a shot at actually true health and vitality. Dr. Bongiorno, Peter Bongiorno, graduated from Bastyr University, the leading accredited university for science-based natural medicine. He completed 5 years of training in naturopathic medicine and acupuncture and was honored to be his class speaker at graduation. Before medical school, he researched as a pre-doctoral fellow at the prestigious National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, and co-authored numerous medical journal articles in the field of neuroendocrinology. He completed his pre-medical studies and received a bachelor's degree in biology and English literature from Fairfield University. Dr. Bongiorno authored Healing Depression, Integrated Naturopathic and Conventional Treatments, the first comprehensive textbook designed to teach physicians how to use the science and art of natural medicine to heal depression. His new book for the public, How Come They're Happy and I'm Not, was released in November of 2012. He regularly writes articles for the Dr. Oz and ShareCare websites and is an invited expert blogger at Psychology Today. Dr. Bongiorno is also a major contributor in the third and fourth editions of the Textbook of Natural Medicine. He is vice president of the New York Association of Naturopathic Physicians and is active in gaining legislation to license naturopathic doctors in New York State. He is a member of the American Association for Naturopathic Physicians for Social Responsibility and is a diplomat in acupuncture. He is licensed as an acupuncturist in the state of New York and is considered a naturopathic doctor in the state of Washington, where naturopathic physicians are licensed to practice medicine. He helped create the first elective natural and integrative medicine class at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, and he regularly guest lectures to medical students about natural medicine and acupuncture. Dr. Bongiorno is an adjunct faculty member at the New York University and at the Natural Gourmet Institute for Food and Health. He has lectured at the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians Conference, the Complementary and Alternative Medicine Expo in New York City, and numerous other conferences to both physicians and public audiences. He's been regularly interviewed on national television as a national expert on Fox News, the Vieira Channel, Hallmark Channel, and local television, and writes for the national media Psychology Today, MSM.com, and Energy Times. He enjoys playing drums, recording new music, exercise, life with his family, and taking time to enjoy a good breakfast. Dr. Bongiorno, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Hi, Dr. Kevin. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Great to be here.
I am pronouncing your last name correctly, right?
That is correct,
okay.
Bongiorno.
Yes, great. Excellent. So you heard my intro. I know this is no news to you. You've written two very popular books on the subject. So, you know, as an introduction to, you know, either overlap with what I said, give us your sort of little bit of a take on mental health and depression and some of, you know, just some basic intro before we really get into the nuts and bolts in this, of this here in the next few segments.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, definitely to move forward on what you're already saying and stating so well, you know, the brain, you know, it's interesting when you look at Chinese medicine. In Chinese medicine, there's these energy pathways called meridians that go throughout the body. And every major pathway is named after an organ. And every organ in the body, like the liver and the kidneys, are represented except for the brain. And I think the reason why is because thousands of years ago, the Chinese knew that there was a brain there in the head, and there was this big ball of nerves. But they didn't really see it as a fundamental organ in the sense of it's an organ that ran things. They really saw the brain as a bundle of nerves that kind of responded to everything else going on in the body. And for me, that was pretty inspirational to learn that way back in school, you know, 20 years ago. This idea that you know, when we think about our mood and how we feel emotionally day to day and moment to moment, we always think about, oh, our brain is good or our brain's got a problem. And when you really look at the physiology and all the new research coming out, it seems that everything affects whether the brain is balanced or not balanced. And in conventional care, we spend most of our time thinking about neurotransmitters, which are these molecules of emotion, you know, which are these molecules that talk to nerve cells and either pick your mood up or calm you down and give you balance to it and motivation and things like that. Well, the fact of the matter is that even though modern psychiatry spends most of its time using drugs to sort of manhandle these neurotransmitters, the fact is there's a lot of things that are responsible for neurotransmitters that happen in the rest of the body. And in my opinion, in most cases, neurotransmitters are at best are maybe 30-35% of the issue. And there's a whole lot of other issues going on as well, whether it's blood sugar regulation or digestion, poor sleep, inflammation in the body, so there's all these other pieces of the puzzle. So when I sit and work with a patient, what I'm trying to do is really understand, well, what's going on in the body and all these reactions that go on in the body, where are the nutrient deficiencies, what's going on with digestion, of course, what's going on with a person's thoughts, because, you know, when people have thoughts that are negative or anxious, then it's going to make changes in how the brain functions and how the body functions. So it's really a totality. And, you know, I think you said it so eloquently, this idea that almost instantaneously one cell in the body communicates with all the other cells. It's such a great way to think about that because it's true. You know, it really is like a spider web. If you touch one part of the spider web, even a little bit, it's going to rocket way on the other side. And so it's all got to be thought of together to really create a change that's going to last.
Yeah, that is a really great way of thinking about it. And I never thought about the philosophy of Chinese medicine and there not being a meridian, you know, for the brain. And it's interesting. It's almost like a central processing, you know, unit that sort of interprets all the information and sort of helps put it all together. But, you know, what is exactly running? And we all think the brain is running everything. And to some degree it is, but maybe it's doing it based on the information coming in, you know, which is really an interesting way to look at it. And I love the idea of sort of getting away from just 100% focused on neurotransmitters, because the reality is, you know, while that's where everybody looks, the results that we've gotten by just looking at this as a neurotransmission issue has fallen short. I mean, at first it was, right, the first generation of drugs, which was the MAOI inhibitors, or that was probably like the second generation of drugs that just prevented the breakdown of neurotransmitters, but it had so many side effects. And then researchers really got excited when they started to say, well, it's not just about how many neurotransmitters there are. It has more to do with how the reuptake channels are regulated. And so now all the drugs are geared at regulating the reuptake channels, but all still targeted at just manipulating neurotransmitters, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, and there is a benefit to it sometimes. So, and as you said, not all drugs are always bad, and I don't want people listening to this to go away thinking, oh, drugs are terrible, I need to stop taking my drugs. You know, if you're on a medication, it's just dangerous to start and stop them. So you definitely want to check in with your prescribing physician about that before doing anything. And the fact is, in very severe urgent care cases, especially when people can't take care of themselves or really making poor judgments, maybe dangerous judgments, sometimes medications are really the only choice because it's the only thing that has a shot. And because, like I said, they really do kind of manhandle the neurotransmitter system. And that can be beneficial in some urgent care issues, and there's really no other resort or choice. The problem is, in the majority of cases, like in the case of depression, these medications work maybe 30% of the time, not much better than placebo, as you had said before. And when they do work, they last for about a year or two, and then they tend to stop working. And there's actually a technical term in the medical literature called poop out syndrome, because that's what happens. The drugs tend to stop working. They kind of poop out. And then people will go on all these different drugs, and it almost becomes random. And what worked then doesn't work now. And then one drug gets laid on another drug and gets laid on another drug. And we're not really fixing any issues for the reasons we talked about. We're just trying to manipulate neurotransmitters, which is really the tip of the iceberg. In terms of anxiety, anxiety drugs, you know, fare much better in terms of efficacy. They work really well.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with anxiety drugs are that they're very addictive, and as you take them, they stop working, so you need to use stronger and stronger drugs. And I'll see this. A patient will tell me, oh, yeah, you know, 15 years ago I got put on Ativan, I took a little bit at night, and now I'm on Xanax, and, oh, actually, now they're giving me Klonopin at night because I'm waking up with these panic attacks, and then, oh, well, I really had trouble sleeping, and I couldn't take more Klonopin, and now I'm on Seroquel at night, or Trazodone, you know, and it just becomes this upping the ante, and the problem is now people can't even get off these medications,
mm-hmm.
and because if they do, then their mood is awful. You know, you're withdrawing from a very strong benzodiazepine drug, which is very addictive. So there's no good end. Even though they do work well in terms of symptoms, covering up symptoms, they're not really a great plan because we get addicted to them and they kind of stop working unless we take more and more and more.
Yeah.
And you can only go so far with that. So you get, you know, I'll work with a young woman in her early 20s, and I can see this is the path she's already on. Like, what is she going to do when she's 35 and 40?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not a great plan. So
no, absolutely.
So the drug should be really reserved for really urgent emergency situations.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. All right. Well, we got to take a break. We've got a ton to cover, and we got to keep pace here. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Bongiorno, let's like sort of get into some other key concepts or some of the other things that you write about in your books to help
Great.
Us get a broader understanding of how to look at mental health issues in a broader context and things people can start doing to empower themselves to balance their body to help their mental health. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be here. Today, we are talking with Dr. Peter Bongiorno, and we are discussing natural therapies, natural approaches, not even natural, why don't we just say a more broader look at understanding optimal brain health and how that may affect mental health issues, and just pull the whole stigma of, you know, natural medicine. Does it have to be an herb? Does it have to be a vitamin? Does it have to be a nutrient? No, it's just common sense medicine. It's just common sense how to take care of your body, how to make sure that your cells function properly. Because apparently, a lot of aspects of the medical community have forgotten common sense when it comes to how to take care of a body. Because if every single answer to a health problem is just giving a chemical or giving a pharmaceutical to try and address it, to me, that's not very much common sense. Doesn't mean it's not exciting. Doesn't mean there aren't great breakthroughs. Doesn't mean there aren't useful things coming out of it. But it sure is not common sense, if you ask me. So, Dr. Mongiorno, in the last segment, we talked about some of these issues around understanding, you know, mental health, this whole idea that, you know, neurochemistry or neurotransmitters regulate it all. You said about 30 to 40%, and that probably is the case. And we know that some people have these amazing genetic predispositions to mental health issues. And we have to understand that maybe if you're just born with it, there are some brain chemistry abnormalities that are certainly there, and certain ways of manipulating them with pharmaceuticals may be very useful for certain people. But for the average person, we know there are a lot of shortcomings. And, you know, let's talk about, in your book, you outline, you know, I'm sort of right about this issue. Why don't you get into it and help us understand some of the aspects of the structure you lay out for people to start understanding how to gain better regulation with mental health issues and mood problems without just looking at the standpoint of medication interventions?
Sure. Yeah. So what I lay out in my books, basically chapter by chapter, are all the major factors I believe are very strong reasons why our brain and our mood, you know, is either balanced or not balanced. So, for example, the first chapter in my books are on sleep, because if we're not sleeping, it's very, very hard for our brain to fix itself and detoxify and clean out and de-inflame. And, you know, if you want to give your brain a detox, get a good sleep. That's the best way to do it. So a lot of us have challenges for sleep, whether it's time, because we just don't have enough time, we feel we have too many things to do, so we just choose to sleep less, or because we're actually having sleeping issues. We try to lay down and our brain just won't, you know, shut off, and we're just thinking. And then a lot of us just have really poor sleep hygiene. You know, the room is very well lit, we're busy, you know, we're looking at very bright blue light before we go to bed. Maybe we eat very late, and so our digestion is too active. You know, there's a whole lot of factors. So what I do is I go through all of those in the book and talk about various ways to change those rituals and also use natural supplements to help with sleep. Oftentimes in my practice, I'll also do some testing to look at how the adrenal system is working and how cortisol, which is a stress hormone put out by your adrenal glands, is working at that time of night. And for some people, it's quite high at night, which means they're going to feel very, very awake, like it's the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. We can also measure their melatonin levels and see if it's high or if it's low. And that could participate in some why people don't sleep as well, because their brain isn't giving them the signal to go to sleep. So there's a lot of different factors, and working with those can be really helpful, because once people, the two things that I've noticed, no matter what a patient comes in with, whether it's mood issues or autoimmune condition or skin rash or whatever it is, the two things that need to be worked on first are sleep and if they're not moving their bowels every day and if their digestion isn't good. Because I find those two things are probably the basis of really the body fixing itself and getting the nutrients it needs and healing. Mm-hmm. So no matter what the issues are, I'm going to work on sleep and I'm going to work on digestion.
Okay, well,
because I find we get the most bang for your buck that way.
Yeah, well, sleep certainly makes sense because, like you said, I mean, we know that melatonin and other things that happen when we sleep, what research has shown us is that it does actually clear out toxins in the brain. I mean, it literally clears out a lot of the oxidative damage and a lot of the toxicity, even just of the natural metabolic process, because the brain is so metabolically active of the day. We need that sleep. And there are now, you know, very, very good studies linking poor sleep or lack of sleep to risk of things like dementia and Alzheimer's later in life. It's actually one of the bigger risk factors that they're starting to identify, because the toxicity and the dysfunction builds up actually in the physical neurons. Right. It's a process that has to occur in order for the neurons to recover from a day of constant activity. And we know the brain, you know, makes up a very small percentage of our body's weight, but utilizes a massive amount of our body's energy resources. So with all of that activity, there's going to be metabolic, basically, waste that needs to be cleared out. So that makes total sense how sleep, you know, definitely relates to mood. And having some natural solutions is really important, because one of the things that people with like high anxiety, you know, a very, very, very common mental health complaint, struggle with is sleep. So, you know, maybe later in the show we can talk about some of the key recommendations you make from the natural pharmacy or other ways to assist with sleep, because we're also learning, unfortunately, that a lot of the other sleep aids that people were using, especially the over-the-counter ones, the antihistamines, this is the over-the-counter sleep aids, the things like the ibuprofen PMs and the acetaminophen PMs, you know, the over-the-counter sleep aids, even things like Benadryl and antihistamines, there's a huge amount of risk associated with later stage in life dementia and Alzheimer's now linked with those medications. So people need good, natural, non-addictive, non-damaging, non-habit-forming solutions to get that restful sleep. Where I'd like for you to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, is we can understand all of these aspects of sleep because it relates to the brain in a very big way, but people are so disconnected from their GI system and basically think that if I have a digestive problem, that could have nothing to do with my sleep or my mood. So can you help us understand a little bit more about why you rank that up as such a high priority when it comes to looking at mental health?
Sure. Well, it's pretty clear from reading the literature that most of the neurotransmitters that our brain uses are made in our digestive tract. And most of the inflammation that's in our body that contributes to brain inflammation and mood issues are also the fundamental start in our digestive tract and with the flora of our digestive tract, so the microbiome. So the digestion really has this bidirectional communication directly with the brain. So when things get inflamed and aren't good in the digestive tract, the brain gets inflamed and has an imbalanced state. And then when the brain is inflamed and stressed out, it shuts down the digestive tract and the circulation there. And then the digestion doesn't work as well and makes more inflammation, and it becomes this kind of back and forth thing. So it's very bidirectional what happens between the gut and the brain. And creating a healthy gut, and helping people eat well and eat very clean foods and sometimes easily digestible foods if they're really struggling, getting them to move their bowels every day, that will alone help them sleep, calm their nervous system, improve their mood, for a whole bunch of reasons. You're lowering inflammation, you're getting your nutrients at a higher level. And, you know, it's interesting because there's a number of studies now that show there's a few nutrients that you can give people that if they have medications that don't work, what's called treatment resistance, that if they take certain supplements, things like fish oil and B vitamins and you support their hormones that you can actually get the drugs to work better. Well, it's also been shown that those things help people's mood overall, whether they're on drugs or not. And so if we have a good digestion and we're able to break these things down and bring them into our body and utilize them, then the mood improves.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes total sense. I mean, we have one of our cranial nerves, which are nerves that sort of come right out of the brain. We have the vagus nerve, which really connects right to the digestive system. So there is literally this neurological superhighway that connects our brain directly to our digestive system. So if there's all of this inflammation, irritation, overactivity, neuronal stimulation in our gut, we're going to get all of those same, you know, dysregulated and distress signals getting sent right to our brain. And there's,
right.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different links that they're finding. They talked about the biome and the gut bacteria. We know that, you know, the right gut bacteria actually affect the way that the intestinal cells work, and that has a whole cascade of different types of hormones and different types of chemical messengers that are released, that if we don't have a good flora in our gut, it's a complete different signaling that occurs.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned the vagus nerve, you know, from the brain to the digestive tract. There's actually a lot of interest in the pharmaceutical world. They're trying to figure out how to create drugs that affect the vagus nerve. Now, I think that's interesting, but what would be a great way to affect the vagus nerve that's probably the most powerful and safe way to do it is something like meditation, you know,
right.
Doing, you know, yoga, things that calm the system and enhance the vagus nerve to send the proper signals to the digestive tract.
Right.
So these things have been used for thousands of years and are proven to help that. And so my hope is instead of going to some, you know, patented drug, that unfortunately, you know, might help one thing and probably throw something else off, we should really go back to these tools which have been taught to us from ancient medicines that we know really work well.
Yeah, I mean, there's this idea that because it's old, it's useless. And, you know, I mean, I think people are coming around to that as we're seeing sort of a lot of the, push that medicine has specifically to rely only on pharmaceuticals falling short for a lot of people. That's the whole, you know, renaissance of what's made doctors like yourself and me popular. Whereas, you know, when we both went to school, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it was not like that. We just did it because we thought it was interesting and cool and we really wanted to learn about it. And, you know, it's sort of, you know, come to that. And I think it's interesting because all of those incredibly, I mean, some of the most brilliant minds in the world are the ones that have been hired by pharmaceutical companies to understand the body and bioengineer these medications and these chemicals to affect these pathways. And while I think it's great because it leads to other amazing breakthroughs in medicine that I one day believe will, you know, allow technology and biochemistry to really dictate a lot of what we do, it does create a lot of, you know, filter down stuff that people just want to make money on. And that's what most people end up with. That's probably a topic for a whole nother show.
Right.
So, since we have a little bit of time left in this segment, about 5 minutes or so, can we talk about, since we talked about sleep, do you mind mentioning a couple of some of the favorite natural things, you know, from the natural pharmacy that you recommend for sleep? And I know it depends on the case. If there's high cortisol, yeah, it may be one thing. If there's something else, it may be another. But just maybe give us a quick little overview before we head into the break so people can take something away.
Sure. Well, certainly the sleep rituals and, you know, and the thoughts and the things that might keep us up from a psychological standpoint are very important to address, and having people create to-do lists and all that. From the supplement standpoint, it will depend on the individual case. I do like magnesium to help people with sleep. There's a few types of magnesium I especially think are helpful. Magnesium glycinate is very, very good for sleep. Magnesium threonate, which is another type of magnesium, can be very calming to the nervous system. So that's a good place to start. And magnesium is quite safe. Some people who are sensitive to it, it can move their bowels a little bit faster, which if they have constipation might be a nice idea too. To help with that, it's more of a side benefit, right, than a side effect. And then I, you know, move into other things. Valerian is the most well-studied herb for sleep, and there's definitely good research supporting its use. Sometimes I'll dose valerian in the morning and in the evening for sleep, because it's basically just a good calmative.
Yeah.
You know? And if your brain calms down, then you can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
For people with that very that mind that keeps thinking, they can't shut it off. There's an herb called passion flower, which I usually give people as an extract, and they make a little tea out of it, and they drink it before bed. That can be very helpful. If we identify that we think their serotonin really is a little bit on the low side, tryptophan can help, especially with people who fall asleep and can't stay asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll use that. That's an amino acid that comes naturally from a number of plants and foods. And then there's melatonin. You know, melatonin is the signal that your brain puts out to tell your body it's time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very effective. Use regular melatonin to help people fall asleep, and sometimes time-release melatonin to help people stay asleep. And the doses, you know, will vary. I usually try to start with very low doses, a half to 1 milligram, sometimes 3, sometimes 5. You know, it just depends on the person. So I'd say, you know, if people are interested in that, that's something they can talk to with their naturopathic doctor or other naturopathic practitioner and just really see, you know, given their case and their profile, which one or one, sometimes I use combination of things will work best for them.
And that's what I find most is that people will say, oh, I tried magnesium and it didn't work. Well, it may have been doing something to help regulate the nervous system and to support a more restful sleep, but it wasn't enough. People that have had long-standing sleep dysfunction for a while, in my experience as a provider, most people do the best when we use sort of a combination of ingredients. We may need a little magnesium. Right. We may need a little valerian. There may need to be a little bit of 5-hydroxytryptophan or tryptophan to keep them asleep. And if they have trouble falling asleep, it may be a tiny little dose of 500 micrograms of melatonin. And when you combine those together, you can build a really nice sleep architecture for that person that helps them fall asleep easily, stay asleep without really dealing with a lot of the other side effects. And a lot of these natural things, which is nice, is they do promote and support what is the natural sleep architecture, which is these different 4 to 5, it's debated, stages of sleep to make sure you hit them all throughout the night and all, you know, for anyone, anywhere from 4 to 6 different sleep stages throughout a night. And a lot of the medications that people are prescribed for sleep, the prescription medications, what we know is that they really disrupt that natural sleep architecture. So while people are sleeping, and it's better than not sleeping, certainly, you're not getting those different phases of sleep. And the body and the brain utilizes and has to really go through those different stages of sleep in order to get that really beneficial effect that is associated with clearing the toxicity out of the brain and really helping to reduce the oxidative stress and everything else and help the brain recover from a day of activity. When we come back from the break, Dr. Buongiorno, let's sort of keep talking about some of the big concepts in your book. If you would like to learn more about Dr. Buongiorno, you can learn more about his clinic by going to www.innersourcehealth.com. That's innersourcehealth.com. Or you can learn more about him and his books by visiting www.drpeterbongiorno.com. And that is Peter, B-O-N-G-I-O-R-N-O. We're going to be back right after these words, so don't go anywhere.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we're talking with Dr. Peter Bongiorno, and we are discussing natural, more integrative, holistic, functional, naturopathic, whatever you want to call it, a more common sense approach to understanding how to keep your brain chemistry balanced. In the last segment, we discussed the role of sleep. We discussed the role of gastrointestinal and digestive health. Dr. Bongiorno has written several books on the topic of mental health. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to his website, www.drpeterbongiorno. That's Peter, BONGIORNO.com, to look at his books and learn a little bit more information. So, Dr. Bongiorno, let's talk in this segment. What are some of the other most important fundamental things that you cover in your book for people to understand about mental health from, you know, outside of the idea of just going to get a prescription to solve their problems?
Sure. Well, as we discussed, you know, mental health is really working on keeping the whole body healthy. We already talked about sleep. We talked about digestion. I find balancing blood sugar is really a key. When people's blood sugar bounce up and down, it really stresses the brain out. And stress, of course, will contribute to anxiety, and long-term anxiety contributes to depression. So working on blood sugar balance, you know, includes things like making sure people are getting a good breakfast with plenty of protein. And for some people, it also means eating small meals throughout the day. And you can look at some blood tests to see if, you know, if blood sugar regulation is indeed more of an issue or not. There are ways to look at insulin and long-term sugar levels and things like that. But honestly, it's, you know, a simple question: how do you do when you don't eat, you know, for a couple of hours? Usually we'll answer the question for you.
Yep.
And of course, people with diabetes and things are going to be even more susceptible to mood disorders as well as cardiovascular disease and things. So working on blood sugar is really a key.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise, you know, might be one of the single best remedies for anxiety and depression. There's just reams of great, you know, information about the benefits of exercise in terms of lowering inflammation, in terms of gut function, in terms of increasing endorphins, your natural endocannabinoids, you know, the things that really just make you feel good about life. And so exercise is a key. You know, I know when people are depressed, and somebody depressed who's listening to this might say, well, you know, if I wasn't depressed, I would go exercise. So
yeah.
For that person, then sometimes we have to work on maybe start with the neurotransmitters and give them things that support their dopamine system and kind of get them to feel more motivated. And sleep can help that, and there are herbs that can help that. And so, you know, everybody's a little different, and we have to start where they can. But if someone is able to get out and exercise and, you know, to whatever your ability is, you know, if there's physical limitations, just do what you can. And I say get out because, especially, you know, this time of year and during the winter, our serotonin levels are very low. And getting out and getting the sun and getting into the environment and running and feeling the cold air is good for your thyroid. And so all of these things can help. And speaking of the sun, there are a number of people starting in August. In September, I'll have them start to do sun lamps, you know, that they do in their home for maybe 15 to 30 minutes in the morning, these light boxes that will help stimulate their own serotonin. You know, maybe if the digestive tract and the brain aren't making enough of it, you can help it make more by using the light boxes. Because in the wintertime, even though it's sunny, like I know today here in New York, I'm looking out on a sunny day, but the angle of the sun isn't great, so you're still not going to be making the levels that maybe some people need.
Mm-hmm.
They're susceptible to that. And those are the people, like if they're, you know, if they tell me I've taken Prozac and it really helped me, I took an SSRI and boy was that useful, then usually the sun lamps and things like tryptophan and 5-HTP, which are types of tryptophan, can also be useful to kind of support the system to really make it, as opposed to just keeping available what's there and sort of almost depleting the system in the process with
mm-hmm.
the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out, exercise, getting the sun. Of course, you know, the foods we're choosing should be very nutrition dense. If I don't know a person and they ask me, well, what diet should I be eating? I usually tell them to start with a Mediterranean style diet. You know, plenty of fish, really healthy oils, plenty of vegetables. If people are having digestive issues, I'll have them do a crock pot, you know, this way, or soups this way. It's very easy to digest. And just, you know, just generally healthy, easy to eat food, you know, real food, simple food, as much as you can. And, you know, nowadays, if you don't cook or you don't really have a kitchen, I mean, there are, you know, a lot of health food stores now around, and they have these foods available. So that's a good place to start. You know, you can always pre-order it and just start there, mm-hmm. and making sure you're getting a good breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I do look. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And then I do look at lab tests. You know, I like to look at different. excuse me, different lab tests to check. You know, we want to see what a person's iron levels are, their B vitamin levels are, what their hormones are doing. Hormones can play a huge role, whether it's the stress hormones or the male and female hormones like estrogen and testosterone. So looking at hormonal balance can be really key. Like for a lot of women, I'll notice symptoms really get worse at different times of their cycle, and that'll give me a sense about, okay, you know, maybe we have to start balancing estrogen and progesterone, because those hormones will also affect the receptors in the brain for the neurotransmitters, and sometimes that'll affect sleep. So it might even be more of a low progesterone issue, let's say, in a perimenopausal woman. So that's a piece, and there are different tests to look at that through blood, through saliva, through urine, and the adrenal system, which are those little, the adrenal glands are those little glands at the top of the kidneys that put out your stress hormones. We check those as well and get a sense, are they high, are they low, are they all over the place during the day, because those will keep us really tired and feeling crummy during the day and also keep us awake at night.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at that is very helpful because it gives me a sense of, okay, you know, this is what we can do to rebalance this because now I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Peter, there's so many different contributing factors to supporting our brain health. It's seems like it'd be a really good idea to work with a kind of physician or clinician that really understands the body as a whole who can help, you know? I mean, and that's it's like every single thing that you mentioned, from gut health to sleep to exercise to meditation to lower inflammatory diets, like the Mediterranean diets, to diets that support the right balance of omega fatty acids in the diet, omega-3, omega-6, all of these things that we have talked about. This isn't just conceptual. I mean, I know the way that you work and your history as a researcher at NIH and Yale, and I mean, from what I have seen, you can pretty much back up every single one of those, I don't want to say claims, but ideas about the way that they support the brain with well-done, documented human clinical trials and research, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these aren't ideas that I came up with. These are ideas that I read about in research.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of people who are doing tireless amounts of research and day after day, hour after hour, places like the NIH, which I know is across the street from you.
Yep.
You know, interestingly, I first came through the Apothecary to your place when I was there in 1994 when I was doing research.
Mm.
And I just thought it was such a wonderful place, and I was just getting interested in that kind of medicine at the time. So I really appreciate the place you have there because it inspired me.
It's
and do what I do.
It's a neat place.
Yeah, I mean, and so there's a lot of good research. And in my books, I give the references for that research, either in the books or I give you a place where you can find it all, because I want people to go and read it for themselves if they're interested and they want to.
Yep. Well, it just highlights the point, basically, of why are we seeing that the most cutting edge, you know, incredibly well designed, chemically engineered pharmaceuticals don't work much better than a placebo. You know, I mean, that's basically what it underlines, is because what you said at the very beginning and your whole inspiration for, you know, devoting a portion of your career specifically to mental health and this idea that we need to look at the body as a whole, when you really understand the body as a whole and look at the scientific research that helps us understand brain health, neurotransmitter production, and all of the things that we know sort of affect mood and mental health, you can see that you need a much broader, comprehensive, integrated approach rather than just manipulating the neurotransmitters. And I mean, that is basically how we started off the conversation of the show. We're sort of wrapping up the show with the same exact point, but hopefully between the beginning and at this point, all the listeners out there have started to understand some of the concepts and why we started out and ended basically in the same place. When we come back from the break, Dr. Bongiorno, let's talk a little bit about some of the specific nutrients, because I know you've worked with some different companies to formulate some different supplements that really target key nutrients that may help different aspects of mental health. And I think that's a great way to wrap things up. And it's a really important piece of information that give people actual tools to start working with. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. Today, we've been talking with Dr. Peter Bongiorno, and we've been discussing more integrated approaches to mental health. If you want to learn more about his work or buy his books or read more information, you can visit www.drpeterbongiorno.com. So Dr. Bongiorno, in this last segment, maybe we can talk about some of the key nutrients that people need to look out for or consider when looking at other ways to sort of support and balance their mental health. So I know you've worked with some companies on developing this. Why don't you share with us some things that you know?
Sure. Well, just very briefly, and this is what I talk about in my books too. I mean, the first step for people, especially if I don't know them, is I would say get on a good quality fish oil, and a good probiotic. That just seems to cover a lot of bases and can help, you know, function improve alone. Then I like to look at, like I said before, different lab tests and add things. If people's vitamin D is low, we add that. If iron is low or B12 is low, pretty simple stuff. You know, I look at other things like mitochondrial function, which is probably another show. We can talk about that. And then we add particular things based on what the lab results say for the adrenal system, the hormones, and so on. And finally, we start to look at things that can support mood in different ways. So if people have anxiety, There's wonderful herbs and amino acids for that. A lot of times I'll use things like GABA, which is gamma aminobutyric acid, to help calm the brain down. CBD oil, which comes from hemp, can be very useful to kind of help calm the system. Nutritional lithium, which is lithium orotate, can be very, very useful to calm the brain down and actually help support it to get healthy. And then if people have anxiety or depression, I usually give them a complex of herbs that has things like chromium, rhodiola, curcumin, and saffron. And those things, it's a combination actually I've been using for a number of years. And then I started working with a company called Douglas Labs, and we created something called Mood Systems Balance. And this isn't a commercial for that. People can buy those herbs separately, too, mm-hmm. and they work just as well. But it was something that I found was really useful because everything was in one place. And I've been using that combination for a while and seeing good results from just a basic standpoint because it really helps support the physiology. You know, the curcumin helps the inflammation, mm-hmm. the rhodiola helps the adrenal system, the chromium helps the blood sugar regulation, the saffron is also good for the digestive tract. And individually, these have all been shown to be very useful for both anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. There's great studies on each individual herb, let alone. So one of the things I'm trying to work on now is working on them as a group to study them. And then for people with low mood, then I think about things that really support neurotransmitters, sort of the way, you know, the old tricyclic and the way the newer multimodal medications work to help, you know, bring people's neurotransmitters up a little bit. So that's using things like tyrosine, macuna, which is an Ayurvedic herb to help raise dopamine, SAMe. There's just two things that are even recognized by the American Psychiatric Association as bona fide and effective at treating depression, and that's SAMe mm-hmm. and St. John's wort. Mm-hmm. So I like to use a lot of SAMe, and I will use St. John's wort unless people are already on medications, because St. John's wort can affect how other medications are utilized in the liver and can create more or less of certain medications. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little more careful with that when people are already on drugs. And then things like 5-HTP, and there's a Chinese herb actually in one of my formulas called Venetrin, which is an old Chinese herb that's also useful for mood issues. So, and that combination is called neurotransmitter balance. Mm-hmm. And that's for people, you know, generally who kind of have that lower mood and kind of want to support that. And it is something that I will, you know, support people with when they come in, even if they're on medications. I do recommend, though, that if somebody's on medications, that they just don't do these things on their own, that they work with somebody who's knowledgeable just to make sure that we're not creating any interactions.
Yeah, I mean, medications have their effects, and some of these things also have very potent effects, and it is important to make sure that you're working with people. That was a great overview, and there are a lot of wonderful tools from the natural pharmacy when applied correctly in a broader model of understanding and supporting health, where you can get very, very right. good results with overall mental health and mood issues, and it's great.
Yeah, and that's the key. You just said that in a broader model.
Yep.
My experience is the supplements by themselves don't work unless we're also working on the sleep and the exercise and the diet and the
Correct.
Blood sugar regulation and
yep.
the thoughts. And when we do it together, it's very, very powerful with the supplements included.
Exactly.
That really should be the take home, that it's not just one thing or the other. It's really everything together.
Thank you for clarifying that. Well, Dr. Bongiorno, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on today's show. Really appreciate all your wisdom, expertise, and knowledge. I hope everybody out there enjoyed it as well. I look forward to seeing you all next time. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you the best of health. Until later, take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.